Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please? Hello?
Hello. How are you
Yes.
doing?
Fine. How are you? Yes. My name is Zandra with customer support.
Okay. You know, I signed up for your product. And when I signed up, I thought it was just for 1 month.
Okay.
And now you send me a second month. First of all, the product doesn't work, so I don't want it.
Well, may I have your zip code? This is a call center. We do answer the line for a number of companies where you've ordered products. I need to find an account for you.
Okay. What do you need?
Your zip code.
94131.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I have your first and last name?
First name Huey, H-U-E-Y. Last name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, I do see an account here for you. May I have your mailing address to verify that I have the right account?
Absolutely. 5235 Diamond Heights Boulevard, apartment 319, San Francisco, California. Zip is 94131.
Okay. I see on this account you do have the Test Onyx and the Nitro. These are all natural male enhancement products. They're designed to boost your stamina, your strength, and libido. And I see that you've been getting them since February. So what can I do for you today?
I guess there was a misunderstanding. When I read and ordered the product, it didn't say anything about recurring charges every month. So
yes,
the
sir.
Product is not working for me. I don't want it. I don't want you to charge me for it.
Okay. Well, again, like I said, this is a call center. We do see that you placed it on a 14-day trial, so that's what's happening with the account. You're out of the trial now. So what I can do for you, I know it takes a little while to build in your system, and you're going to have to keep taking it as like a little supplement.
No.
Yes, sir.
No.
So you don't want me to put that account on hold for 60 days?
No, absolutely. I know it doesn't work.
Oh, I see.
I'm not talking about anybody else.
I see. Now I can get you a 50% discount on these products.
No.
What about 75% off?
You don't understand. It doesn't work. I don't want the product.
I see. Just wanted to make sure you knew your options because, of course, it does take a little while to build in your system. But I can go ahead and cancel your account, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number. One moment. Okay, Mr. Thomas, here we go. I have the account closed. I have your cancellation numbers here for reference. You ready?
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 2.
Okay.
A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
6, 4.
Mm-hmm.
5, 3, 7.
Okay. Are you charging me for this product for this month?
Okay, let's see here. Look at the transactions here. The
company. I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them I didn't order the product or something because. Go ahead.
Well, yes, sir. According to the billing department, the company that you ordered from, we're customer service. We can see what the transactions on the account. You have received 3 deliveries.
No.
The most recent being today.
Yeah, that's a second delivery.
Well, you received 2 deliveries separately today. Products were delivered separately, one of each.
Okay. How much are you charging me for this?
Well, the company that you ordered, they charged you initially the shipping and handling back in February. And then the monthly fee for the product, the Test Onyx, is $92.90, and the Nitro is $91.89.
Ooh. Okay. Thanks. I'll take care of it.
So your account is now closed. The company can't bill you any further because the company, the
yeah,
account is closed.
You're going to bill me almost $200 for a product that doesn't work?
Well, it's for the account based on the order, sir. I'm looking at the terms and conditions. Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Thomas?